呢课系品思乐美式英语一嘅第六课，请你听下以下呢段
Peter
同埋佢嘅朋友
Katie
嘅谈话。
Hello, Katie.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine too, but I would like something to eat.
Where would you like to eat?
At the Park Avenue restaurant.
Okay.
喺以上嘅谈话里面，你听到
to
呢个字。意思是都咁解，请再听一次。
Hello, Katie.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
I'm fine too, but I would like something to eat.
Where would you like to eat?
At the Park Avenue restaurant.
Okay.
你记唔记得点样讲街呢个字
？Street.
讲第五十一东街。
East 51st Street. 51st. East 51st.
问下呢条街系喺边度
Where is East 51st Street?
问下佢系唔系喺呢度
？Is it here? Is it here?
讲唔系，佢唔系喺呢度。
No, it's not here. No, it's not here.
试下问，咁公园大道呢
？And Park Avenue? And Park Avenue?
回答，佢系喺嗰度。
It's over there. There.Over there. It's over there.
请你郑重咁多谢佢。
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
佢应该点样讲？唔使客气。
You're welcome.
问下我识唔识讲广东话
？Do you speak Cantonese? Do you speak Cantonese?
问下我要唔要食啲嘢
？Do you want something to eat?Something to eat?
你记唔记得嗰啲字嘅先后次序？而家请你有礼貌咁问下我想唔想食啲嘢。
Would you like something to eat? Would you like something to eat?
请你先听一次。然后跟住讲，尽量模仿讲解者嘅发音。
Would you like something to eat? Something to eat. Would you like? Would you like something to eat?
讲想，我想食啲嘢。
Yes, I would like something to eat. Yes, I'd like something to eat.
请再听一次嗰位女士嘅回答。
Yes, I'd like something to eat.
头先你听到另外一个日常英语里面时时会讲嘅简略式 喺呢度系
I
同埋
would
连埋一齐嘅简略式。请你再听一次呢两种讲法，然后跟住讲。
I would, I'd。I would, I'd。
嗰位女士应该点样讲？我想食啲嘢。
I'd like something to eat. I'd like。
请用简略式再讲一次。想，我想食啲嘢。
Yes, I'd like something to eat.
除非有特别的提示，请你继续用这个简略式，现在问下他想不想喝点东西。
Would you like something to drink? Would you like something to drink?
请你确定地回答，想，我想喝点东西。
Yes, I'd like something to drink. 'To drink.' 'I'd like.' 'I'd like.' Yes, I'd like something to drink.
现在请你用有礼貌的方式否定地回答同一个问题。请记住要讲埋多谢你或者多谢。
No, thank you. No, thanks.
再问下佢想唔想饮啲嘢。
Would you like something to drink?
请先听一次佢嘅回答。然后跟住讲。
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
以上的回答是对
would like
这个问题简短的回答方法，但是单独讲这两个字的时候就不要用简略式。请你再用这个简略式回答，想，我想。
Yes, I would.Yes, I would.
现在讲，想，我想食啲嘢。
Yes, I'd like something to eat.
讲，唔想，多谢你，但系我想饮啲嘢。
No, thank you, but I'd like something to drink. No, thank you, but I'd like something to drink.
现在有礼貌地问下我，公园大道是在哪里？
Where is Park Avenue, please?Park Avenue.
回答，我抱歉，我唔知。
I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know.
讲，佢唔系喺呢度。
It's not here. It's not here.
讲，佢唔系喺嗰度。
It's not over there. It's not over there.
再问我一次， 我想不想吃啲嘢？
Would you like something to eat?
如果你想用简短嘅方法确定咁回答呢个问题，你应该点样讲？
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
而家我哋学下点样问你想喺边度食，请先听一次，然后跟住讲。
Where would you like to eat? Like to eat. Where would you like to eat? Where would you like to eat?
问你想喺边度食？请留意要在问题的开始讲边度这个字。
Where would you like to eat?
他回答在酒楼。请先听一次酒楼这个字，然后跟着讲。
Restaurant. Toronto. Toronto.Res. Res. Restaurant. Restaurant.
讲英文的时候，在一个字前面加个
a
字，意思是指任何一个。请先听一次，然后跟着讲解者讲。
A. A. A restaurant.
讲酒楼，意思指任何一间酒楼。
A restaurant. A restaurant.
而家学下点样讲喺呢个英文字，请先听一次，然后跟住讲。
At. At. At a restaurant.
讲在酒楼。
At a restaurant. At a restaurant.
试下问我想在哪里吃。
Where would you like to eat? Where?
你记唔记得点样讲喺嗰度
？Over there。
你应该点样讲喺酒楼
？At a restaurant。At。At a restaurant。
请再听一次，然后跟住讲，留意下你嘅发音。
At a restaurant. Restaurant. A restaurant. At. At a restaurant.
请你用提升的声调问，在酒楼？
At a restaurant?At a restaurant?
回答是在酒楼。
Yes, at a restaurant.
现在他说我都想吃些东西，请先听一次，然后跟着说。
I'd like to eat too.Two. Two.
都这个英文字怎样讲
Two. Two. I'd like to eat two.
讲英文的时候，通常都将都这个字放在句子的最后，请讲我都想吃。
I'd like to eat too. To eat.
请留意，食亦可以是食嘢咁解。再讲一次，我都想食嘢。
I'd like to eat too.
请先听一次点样讲几时呢个问题，然后跟住讲。
When? When? When?
问下我几时。
When?
请讲我唔知。
I don't know. I don't know.
请讲我都想食嘢。请记住嗰啲字嘅先后次序。
I'd like to eat too. I'd like to eat too.
而家学下点样讲而家呢个字，请先听一次，然后跟住讲。
Now. Now. Now.
讲而家。
Now.
问几时。
When? When?
而家试下问你想几时食，同边度呢个字一样，几时呢个字亦应该放喺问句嘅开头。
When would you like to eat? When would you like to eat?
请留意用边度或者几时问问题嘅时候。唔好加埋啲嘢呢个字，再问我一次，想几时食
？When would you like to eat？
回答而家。
Now。
讲我都想食。
I'd like to eat too。
问你想几时食
？When would you like to eat? When would you like to eat?
请先听一次，而家唔想呢个回答，然后跟住讲。
Not now. Not now.
美国人经常简略咁将个
not
字加喺另外一个字或者短句前面作为否定嘅回答。请再讲一次，而家唔想。
Not now. Not now.
另外一个回答系迟啲，请先听一次，然后跟住讲。
Later.Late. Late. Later. Later.
请讲迟啲。
Later.
问你想唔想饮啲嘢。
Would you like something to drink? Would you like something to drink?
请用简短的讲法确定地回答。
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
迟啲。
Later.
而家讲唔想，多谢，但系我想食啲嘢。
No thanks, but I'd like something to eat. I'd like. But I'd like. No thanks. No thanks, but I'd like something to eat. No thanks, but I'd like something to eat.
再讲一次，我想食啲嘢。
I'd like something to eat.
问你想喺边度食
？Where would you like to eat？
回答喺酒楼。
At a restaurant.At a restaurant.
试下讲，仲有我想饮啲嘢。
And I'd like something to drink. And I'd like something to drink.
问你想几时饮？
When would you like to drink? To drink. When would you like to drink?
请你讲一个简单的回答，意思是现在不想。
Not now. Not now.
回答迟啲。
Later. Later.
你记唔记得点样问喺边度
？Where? Where?
仲有点样问几时
？When? When?
你应该怎样问下那位年轻女士她想几时吃东西
?When would you like to eat? When would you like to eat, miss?
请同她回答现在不想。
Not now. Not now.
而家讲迟啲。
Later. Later, please.
问下佢喺边度。
Where?
你想喺边度食
？Where would you like to eat?Where would you like to eat?
佢应该点样回答喺酒楼
？At a restaurant. At a restaurant.
佢话好喺酒楼，请先听一次，然后跟住讲。
Okay, at a restaurant.Okay. Okay, at a restaurant.
试下讲，唔系喺酒楼。
No, not at a restaurant. Not at a restaurant.
佢加重语气讲：我唔要，请先听一次，然后跟住讲。
I don't want to. Want. Want. don't want. I don't want to. I don't want to.
这个是一个讲我不要的好方法，请再讲一次，我不要。
I don't want to. I don't want to.
但是他现在说我要，请你试下讲。
I want to. Want. Want. I want to.
他应该怎样告诉你他想喝点东
西？ I'd like something to drink. I'd like something to drink.
请讲，好，我都想喝点东西，要记住那些字的先后次序。
Okay, I'd like something to drink too. Okay, I'd like something to drink too.
Mun ha ku, ni xiang ge shi yin di ye?
When would you like something to drink? When would you like something to drink?
请你试下用问话的声调问佢，迟啲。
Later? Later?
请你简短咁回答，唔系，系而家。
No, now.No, now.
问下佢喺边度。
Where? Where?
再问佢一次，你想唔想饮啲嘢？
Would you like something to drink? Would you like something to drink?
用简短的方法确定地回答这个问题。
Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
讲，我都想饮啲嘢。
I'd like something to drink too. To drink.I'd like something to drink too.
问下佢，你想喺边度饮啲嘢？
Where would you like something to drink? Where would you like something to drink?
佢应该点样回答？喺酒楼。
At a restaurant. At a restaurant.
现在讲，但是迟啲。
But later. But later.
他应该怎样郑重地、有礼貌地多谢你。
Thank you, sir.Thank you, sir.
回答佢。
You're welcome. You're welcome.
而家第六课已经上完啦。
Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.